Racers return to the trails tonight in Fairbanks for the skiathlon competition at the U.S. Cross Country Ski Championships. Skiathlons are half-classic, half-skate technique events in which racers changed skis and poles at the halfway point. The women ski 2 7.5-kilometer loops, while the men race 2 15K laps. Today's skiathlons will be followed on Sunday with the final events of the championships, the men's and women's marathons. Anchorage's James Southam, who won the 10K Classic race at Nationals earlier in the week, is looking forward to the longer races. Southam says the distance courses at Birch Hill are on par with the toughest in the world.
The ones for this weekend are their World Cup quality. In the U.S., we really don't get to race many courses that are World Cup quality outside of Soldier Hollow, and so coming up here, it's great. I mean, get some really big courses and put all the domestic skiers on some world-class hills and world-class climbs, and I wish we had places with big climbs like this more often.
Southam will have stiff competition in the distance events. The man who won both of the long races at U.S. Nationals in Fairbanks last year, Canadian Ivan Babikoff, is expected on the start line. Several racers, including Babikoff and U.S. star Keegan Randall of Anchorage, arrived at this year's championships late due to travel delays caused by the eruption of Mount Redoubt. Randall says she's happy to be in Fairbanks to race after missing last spring's championships due to a blood clot in her leg.
I think I was really lucky that I got the right treatment and was able to get back to training fairly soon. And it couldn't have happened at a better time of year, so I had a long time before the first race to rebuild and get back up. And, I had a lot of motivation because after, sitting down and not being able to ski, I really decided that, I was really fortunate to be able to do that. So kind of a new motivation and appreciation for skiing after that.
Randall is a sprint specialist who became the first U.S. woman to win a medal at the World Championships last month when she took silver in the sprint competition. Randall says she's looking forward to being able to race distances for a change now that the sprint season is over.
Not definitely my forte, but it'll be fun to jump in with the girls and race it out.
Randall is planning a summer of training at home in Alaska in preparation for next year's Olympics in Vancouver, where she says the hilly sprint course suits her well.